Let's talk about it. I'm going to owe this audience an apology. Biggie doesn't know it.
Biggie doesn't know.
He doesn't know. I'm running way, way behind today. I'm slumped.
Oh.
Okay, I'm slumped.
Well, I mean, I'm used to, I guess it doesn't stun me anymore when you say I'm going to owe this audience an apology.
No, that doesn't. But the reasoning will shock you. And I got a message from what we like to call the Biggie window.
That's real, yeah.
I got a text message, and I thought, oh, no. Biggie's streak has come to an end. Because typically, that's when Biggie alerts Kelly and myself that he's not coming in. His foot's on fire. His leg is buckled. Who knows?
That's right.
Cellulitis.
Cellulitis. But it wasn't fluid. Biggie sending a text this time.
No.
It was Chris Kelly.
None of his.
Really?
I'll tell you what. It really started last night. I'll tell you this. I probably mentioned that I got the clarion call to Pickle yesterday. When that call goes out, everyone heads to Gander Mountain.
Yeah, you said it came early, too.
It did. And I was heading and told my wife, I'm pickling today. Don't bother me. I'm going to be out there for a while. And I didn't have my best. I didn't play that well. Took a spanking out there from several of the guys. And
do you still take it personally, or do you not? You can't just take enjoyment from the game?
I can't take enjoyment from the game. No. I want to be the best over 50 player in the state of North Carolina. And I'm not the best over 50 player on my team.
In your small group.
At Gander Mountain.
I'm not
on your side of the net.
On my two-man team, I'm not the best over 50 player. And that hurts. That really hurts. And Soda Pop Devin was there. He's like 23.
Yeah, he's young.
Anytime I play with Soda Pop Devin, I always think I'm winning this because he just runs all over. He's like a water bug is what I call him. I'm like, get over there, water bug, you know?
You imagine yourself to be this cagey veteran.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You know the angles.
I lost with him. I lost against him. I lost with other players. My best good friend, the Diesel, was not able to play last night. So I took that personal. I have to tell you, I just had a very difficult night.
That is unusual for him not to be able to get out of his commitments.
Yeah,
he tried. Apparently, it must have been a birthday, or I don't know. He said
someone donating a kidney.
Yeah.
Well, we know he's barely mobile right now, right?
Yeah, he can't hardly move, but that doesn't ever stop
him. That doesn't stop him though.
You know the way he is too. I told my wife this. If everybody else, the clarion call goes out. Anybody want to play at 5:30? And 100 texts are like, in, out. You know, that's all everybody says. Diesel writes a paragraph. I've got a work commitment, but I'm trying.
I'll try to get there.
I can do this. And then he always ends it with, I can play any other day this week.
Why did you pick this day?
When really all we need is a head count.
It's either yes or no. That's all anybody ever says, in or out. Except Diesel, who gives a soliloquy on why or why he will not.
That's fitting, though.
Yes, that's him.
For especially like Chris Dim sees this as well. You don't really see it as much on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We can always tell how you did in a tournament because if you medal, they get a glowing review.
Yes.
No. What a tremendous elf and Santa workshop. 500 in Charlotte this weekend. Tremendous team put it together.
Yeah, you know,
but
right.
When you don't do well, dead silence.
Crickets. Yeah. So, and we played till late into the night, and I kept losing, so I kept saying, one more. And finally, they were like, how many ways and with how many combinations can we beat you? You know, it's obvious. You hate it when you're like the guy who brings everybody else down, you know? Because you rotate who you're playing with, and when you keep losing, it's like, well, there's a common denominator here.
And, of course, like any athlete, you want to leave on a win. A
high note, but.
Yeah.
Biggie, please don't call him an athlete.
Don't give him that.
You know, at this point, it's just an activity.
I'm an athlete. No, I'm an athlete. And I have to keep telling myself that. I have to keep saying, you're an athlete. Uh-huh. You can win. You have to be. It's like those affirmations of positivity that. Remember, was it Stuart Smalley on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. I'm good enough.
I'm strong enough.
Yeah. People like me.
Yeah. Doggone. So I didn't get home until late. Came in. The wife says,
had you had dinner?
No. And I didn't. All I gave myself was some yogurt. I don't deserve to eat tonight. I gave myself a cup of yogurt.
Did you see any family?
Just my wife. I just called her the wife, which she hates. The wife was up, and she said, "How'd it go, dear?" And I said, "I just can't even talk about it.
I'm just gonna eat this yogurt and go to bed."
Yeah, dog humping my leg, all that.
Where you been?
Yeah, so
I've been waiting for this.
So go to bed late. Oh, Shawshank was on, so I watched that for a little while.
God, golly.
Man, you get sucked into Shawshank. It's hard to put that down, you know? Plus, I'm still up from the evening. All right, so all that aside, I watch some Shawshank. I go to bed. Alarm goes off this morning. You can imagine. My eyelids are heavy. I have a burning sensation in my eyes. And I said, I'm going to snooze it a little extra today, okay? I usually snooze once and I get up. Mm. This time I snoozed twice. And I said, audience be darned. Show be darned. Let's, Biggie be darned. I was like, let's just take
Biggie
our time.
Biggie does this every day. I'm going to do it one time, see how he likes it.
One time, see how he feels, exactly. Then I get out on the road. I'm running about 5 or 6 minutes behind. Well, guess what? Old Leadfoot takes over. Okay.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Now you're feeling the rush.
Yeah. Cruising along at a high rate of speed, and frankly, ran a red light that was just turning. You know, ran it, and then I noticed something odd. Some headlights coming up very close behind me. I thought, oh, what's this jackleg doing here behind me?
Going in the same direction as you.
Oh, going the same direction. Okay. I was going fast. Now the speed limit is 45 or 35. You travel the same.
I know the road.
Roadway I do on the way into downtown where we are. And after about a minute of those headlights being very close in my rearview mirror, whoop, whoop, there it is.
The blue lights.
The blue lights come on. And I guess you all would call this privilege, but as soon as the blue lights came on, I thought, well, that can't be for me.
Wonder who they're after.
There's no way. I thought, let me get out of the way.
Must be a criminal nearby.
I said, let me get out of the way so this crime can be solved.
Here we go. This is one of my favorite sides of you.
Yeah.
Me?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what in the world?
Did you flash back to driver's ed? Is there a safe place for which you can pull over the side?
I did. I was in the left lane, and I pulled to the right lane, and then there was a turn coming up just in a matter of 50 yards. So I turned onto a side road and pulled over. And when I made the turn, I thought.
Did the blue lights follow you?
Well, I thought, please don't let these
zip by.
I thought, let them zip by.
Did you try to do the classic wave on? Yeah, come on, go around me. Yep.
Sorry, didn't see you there, officer.
Yeah, you have my permission.
So I pull over and I wait. And I'm thinking, are there any edibles in the car? I don't think so.
I hope I ate them all.
I have some illegal edibles that sometime make their way into the glove box. I thought, am I going to get searched here? Is this a search possibility?
You didn't see a dog jump out of the vehicle, did you?
No, luckily. Just a city police officer, and it's a woman, and she comes by. I roll down my window. She goes, where are you off to in such a hurry? And I said, oh, man, work. I am running a little late for work, and I have to be there. I'm the heartbeat of the Carolinas. And she said, I don't know what that means.
You know, that's on body cam.
Yep.
Yeah. They do record everything, so.
So.
Oh, I'd pray if I could get hands on that footage.
She says, license and registration. So I start.
Hang on.
I dig through.
Do you know where all that stuff is? Do you keep it handy?
I do. Well, license and wallet and registration I have right on the top in the glove box.
Do they also say proof of insurance now?
No, just the license and registration. And as I handed it to her, I began weeping. That's my
it's your default setting.
My go-to. I start weeping. And I said, officer, I have
seen. All right, where's the girl?
No, it's not that.
Yeah, sure. Right. Is she under the blanket? That's where you.
It's not that. I'm really bad at pickleball.
I'm so sorry. I just start weeping. And she said, do you know what I clocked you doing in a 35 mile an hour zone? And I said, gosh, could be anything, really. I don't know. And do you want to guess what she clocked me in a 35?
In a 35.
In a 35 now.
Knowing you like I do.
Let's play high low on you two. Okay. All right.
I'm going to start the bidding. Mm-hmm. At 55.
Okay.
Ooh, 55. Oh, yeah. In a 35.
Yeah.
Wow.
That time of the morning.
That is quick.
Yep. And you do drive with white confidence.
I do that until I'm pulled, and that's when I start weeping. And after. Continue. Aren't you starting the bidding?
I'm saying at 50. I'm comfortable going 50. That's 20 over, but I'm comfortable with it.
Okay. Golly. My gut tells me to go lower. Mm-hmm. but I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'll say higher.
58
miles
Dude.
An hour. 58 and a 35. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, you're just screaming down the road.
I got to make some changes. I got to get up 10 minutes earlier, and I've got to no more snoozing. And
well,
I
what happened?
Some, oh, okay. She goes back to the
you're
car.
You're doing 58 and a 35.
Yeah, that, technically, that's like
reckless.
A,
oh, that's reckless.
That's I was going to say, that's reckless, and give me your license.
The last time I got caught speeding was a couple of years ago up in the mountains, touring Appalachian State, as you recall.
With the family.
Yes, with the family. Right as I was giving a lecture on how to drive and how to drive safely.
Does this voice sound familiar? Not up here.
I'm the heartbeat of the Carolinas. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm sure your chief knows.
They clocked me at over 20 miles over, and I had to get a lawyer and all. I mean, I had to really, Lisa Lanier, our attorney, recommended somebody in that jurisdiction mm-hmm. and all that. Well, this time she goes back to her car. That's when I got out my phone and said, I better let Chris Dim know I'm going to be late. Mm-hmm.
That's when I got the message.
So I text him and say, I'm running late. I just got pulled over for speeding.
Details to follow.
Stay tuned. And she comes back to the car and she goes, I'm going to let you go with a verbal warning, but I need you to slow down. And she, by the way, she could not have been nicer. She was all smiles and she just was just a very pleasant experience. And I said to her, officer, you've had a profound impact on my life, and this will never, ever happen again. I'm making some changes. I am making some changes. First of all, I'm not going to watch Shawshank. I'm not. I'm not going to say one more game, and I'm not going to snooze.
Sir, just get in your car and go.
I'm not going to snooze. I'm not going to pickle so
I'm
late.
Not gonna
I'm not going to yell at the wife.
I'm going to do all of
I'm
these
I'm going to let the dog. I've got to go.
I said, wait, let me confess some things.
Yeah.
I got some things I need to get off my chest.
I told her. Everything is changing.
Starting now. You're going to see a new me.
Right now, there's a new me.
There's so much to unpack here.
Right?
I know.
Definitely the angle of white privilege.
Well, I wondered about it.
And a relatively clean record, I suppose.
Record helps. Also, a little bit, maybe as a knock at you, she clearly found you as no threat.
None. The weeping helps there, I think. When you've got tears streaming down your face. Yeah. I debated saying,
almost a little bit of an insult.
Yeah. You know,
I'm going to go ahead and turn the body cam off. We're not going to do this.
It is a little insulting.
I'm not going to hit you. You're not going to hit me. We know.
Yes. You're not doing this.
You're already crying.
My phone.
Yeah. I'm not going to hold
my phone to your face.
None of that. And
I could mace you if I'd like, but
no point. What am I going to do? I'm no threat. I thought as she walked away to go back to the car, well, first, when she said 58 to 35, I thought, there's no way I'm getting away with this. You know, she's going to write me a ticket. It's going to be a whole big thing. I'm going to cost me money. And I thought about saying, is there any way you can give me a break? But I thought, no, I'm just going to leave it. Because I think they hear that all the time, of course.
Yeah.
So I just said, I said, that's really bad. I'm so sorry. I'm late for work. That's just all I could say. And she said, okay, I'll be right back. And when she came back to my car, it was only about 2 or 3 minutes later. I thought, well, she didn't have time to do much.
Mm.
I think she checked my record, and I was praying, please let that thing from up in the mountains be wiped
right,
away.
Erased.
Yeah.
Erased. And I guess it was, because that was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, because your boy was going to be a freshman.
Looking at colleges, and now he's a junior.
Well, and I think that just got moved, or didn't it get dropped down?
Yeah, that's what they did. They dropped it down. I paid a lawyer. He went to court, you know, improper, all the, you know, the stuff you go through. And I'm hoping that just disappeared because she indicated, well, you've got a clean record here. And I did have my updated license, which I just got the and all that stuff. So I was on the up and up there. And as you say, there's some privilege here. There's some privilege. Don't think I didn't think about it.
Mostly your privilege. My favorite part of your privilege is it lies when they first get behind you and you go, it can't be me.
No, I did not. When the lights came on, I was like,
go ahead.
It can't be. It cannot be.
Oh, we must be turning down the same street.
Yeah. But it was me. And I have to apologize to anybody that saw me going by like a streak of lightning out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's nobody on the road. Very few. But still, it's too fast. I'm gonna.
But you're not a. We've all ridden with you. You're not a speedometer checker.
No.
You're just a guy who goes with the flow of traffic.
Always. And there's no traffic here.
Yeah.
But today I knew. I'm like, I'm late. You know, I intentionally slept more than I usually do because of the late night. And so here I am.
And frankly, what are you rushing to here?
That's a good point, too.
I mean, really.
Good point.
Just being honest, what in the what's in the last 7 years has hard work gotten you?
Nothing. Heartache.
Yeah, I mean, what's,
great point. Why am I?
What are you rushing for?
What does Chris Dimmer always say? Nobody's keeping score here. You know, yeah. there's nobody paying attention. Yeah.
No one.
No, yeah. No one's paying attention.
I gotta get Biggie to stop. He's gotta have this clip of the Wizard of Oz. If he doesn't, it's gonna ruin the whole thing. Is it?
Great point.